Hey babies, I missed you guys. This is Jenny. Welcome to the Nightcast podcast. Thank you so much for continuing to subscribe to my podcast and as well as visiting the other sites where my podcast is. And I hope that you can wait for more podcasts. And thank you so much for waiting. It's been a while. I've missed you. I've really missed you. I think it was the hardest part to not post some podcast episodes for this past week or these past few weeks. I just needed some time off and I needed the rest to deliver you more interesting episodes and topics. And probably I'll hope that you can walk with me through my other episodes. I'll hope that you can still support me. Yeah, I will hope for that. Anyways, it's been a journey for all of us. It's been like too long, or it's been so long since the pandemic started. There are some generalizations, there are some, I don't know, like, wholesome combination of positive and negative activities or insights towards our current situation. And I myself had this same energy inside of me. There are positive and negative vibes that you will surely reprimand yourself after everything that you've been through and before everything that you will experience. You will definitely tell yourself that, oh, there are positive and negative vibes to this one. And I'm sorry, my throat is itchy. And there are other people that can tell you otherwise what they feel. But today is the 7th episode already for this first season, and we're waiting for 3 more episodes before we officially end this season. And I hope for the season 2 we can focus on music. So for this season, for the whole season 1, it's all about life in general. What are we experiencing? What are we trying to prove? What are we trying to say? But during this episode, I want to emphasize the situational differences that we have, because that is important. You know, if anyone can talk about their relationship problems, their food problems, their health problems, we can totally talk about our differences as people or as mere humans during the pandemic. For me, it's been so hard too. Like, I had multiple breakdowns with my studies because it's really hard to cope up with the pandemic. And then from the face-to-face classes switch, you'll go to online classes. And it's like you're being homeschooled. And this is my second time being homeschooled. Aside from my first career or my first year college career. Because during the half of my first year college, it was first face-to-face, rather. And then, it's like March, yeah, before our classes ended, the pandemic kicked in, and it's only a few months before we ended our classes, but we ended our classes with homeschooling. Yeah, we ended it with a bang of homeschooling. And the transition started from our second year college, our first semester, and I'm happy that within the end of this semester, I'm probably more hopeful than ever, because I'm turning into a junior college student, or a third year college student, by the way. And you know, the fear is there that you won't be able to fulfill your goals with your friends, being personally intimate with you, or I mean, you're with them, and like when you were in your first years of college. But I feel bad for those who just entered their college career and then they started it with homeschool and with the online classes. It's like a combination of being frustrated and at the same time as being, I don't know, it's like a weird moment for all of us. I'm not saying that because we started the online classes earlier than the others. It's a different experience. It's like almost the same experience, but with different levels and degrees, rather. And it's just kind of weird to imagine that you'll have someone in your family that had an opportunity to work, and then they'll find out that they graduated from an online class. It's like, it's so weird, you know? Because, you know, with the pandemic, it's been a different vibe. It had a different vibe to it. The only difference is you have the time. But since it's online classes, it's like you don't have the time to. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, you have the time to your home. You're like, you can do your projects, your researches, or other people's works. But with the deadlines, early deadlines, it's like, oh, it feels like I'm still in school. But yeah, it's just one of the differences between face-to-face classes and online classes, and your different experience towards studying with your friends, with your classmates, rather than studying with your computers, your papers in the room or in your house. It's just kind of wholesome situation. Next would be in the family, you know. We often think that family is the foundation of this life that we have, which is also true, but in some instances there are a lot of toxicity that comes within it. You can't describe the feeling of having that toxicity inside of that group. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't help at all, but most of the time none. It really doesn't help at all. And you know, it's better to distance yourself for a bit because it will prevent any other heartbreaks, or I mean painful words or painful activities or happenings or events that will surely bring you into the depth of yourself being as a person, and then it will reprimand you of what kind of person you are. It really just hurts for a person to be like that in most ways, and they can't really imagine what happens. Another thing is that meeting new people. Excuse me for my throat, it's kind of itchy. But nevertheless, meeting new people means meeting new experiences. It's a different thing to meet new people when you are in a circle of group, or a group agenda, a group study, or whatever, or a gathering, or whatever. You'll think about what the horoscopes tell you on Twitter, what they tell you about your signs, or your stars, or your moon, or your sun. But the thing is, it's based on your experience as well. It's like you've been brought into a different dimension wherein you'll find this person, oh, he's so cute, he's so generous, gentleman. And then suddenly, in the end, he's really different from what he's supposed to be like, or what he's supposed to look like, or, I mean, look like, not physically, like, oh, it's just a sugarcoating of what he's like. Like, if outside he's a sweet licorice, I don't know if a licorice is sweet, but I'm just having an example. I'm just saying that he's like a sweet licorice when you first met him, but after a long time, or after a few weeks, or a few hours, few minutes, you'll come to realize that, oh, he's a bitter guard. He's different. He's not the person who he told you when you first met, whom he described when you first met. Beyond the physicalities, the personality itself, you will realize that it's better that you didn't meet that person, or you didn't have to sympathize yourself with that person, and have the courage to put yourself into a one spiral activity, and let yourselves collide with each other. You'll regret that. And I've been in that for so many times. Like, pandemic is like the worst year to have a long distance relationship. Yeah, I can tell. Because you will never, you know, even if you have a long distance relationship without pandemic, I feel like it's more normal actually. But with the pandemic going on, it feels like it's so weird, and at the same time, it will be sickening to realize that you've met a lot of assholes and shitheads. Honestly saying that people should be more mindful with what they are trying to express, trying to say, and trying to persuade you with. Because people will persuade you, especially if you're a woman and you like men, or you are into men. Men will persuade you, of course. Men will say, oh, I'm a lovely guy, I'm a gentleman. Oh, I love going out. Oh, I love going to places like you do. Oh, I love what you're doing, I love your activities. But in the end, once they're there, or they're in that situation, you'll just laugh out loud and say, oh, I'm so stupid for believing in you. And I've been on that so many times. I've met a lot of people I can call that. They are soaking, and sulking miserable. They really suck. This is just a generalization of our differences as people, especially during the pandemic, and it's kind of funny. You'll really realize that it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny to meet a person like this, it's kind of funny to meet a person like that. It's kind of funny to meet a person that will make you believe that you deserve each other and you deserve the world, but in the end of the day, oh, shit, I'm out of here. And it's really a bad time to get pregnant if you are not married. But I'm not saying that it's a bad time to have a relationship, because there are a lot of relationships that work out even if it's pandemic, especially for married people. And if you are expecting a baby and you're pregnant, or even if you're not pregnant, I hope the best for all of you. I wish you all the best, and I hope that your family will be safe, will be happy, and your baby will come out safe. The baby will grow healthy and happy without any worries. much blessing for all of you. But as I was saying, you know, it's bad time to get pregnant for the pandemic situation, especially here in the Philippines, because, you know, a lot of stores or a lot of businesses shut it down, and or like not really shut down, like they cut it, employees, they cut down other people who are there to satisfy their needs, and it's really hard to look for a job, especially when it's pandemic, especially for, not to discriminate them, but just to share the observations that we have, especially in our country. It's really hard to find a job if you are not qualified enough for that job, and especially if you are expecting a baby. It's really hard to raise a child. That's why you'll have to be wise enough to continue your work, to continue your pregnancy, or to continue supporting your wife or your own life with the pregnancy going on. It's really just hard, you know. The difference is that between us, it closes the gap of what we are today. It really tells us who are the luckiest and who are the unfortunates. And it's really a bad thing to see and to say. It should be fair and square. It shouldn't be, oh, there's a high one like this or a low one like that. But you will never, ever take that away because it has been already a part of our culture, our differences in our own perspectives as a whole. Anyways, it's been 17 minutes and I will not go any further. I'll have to go. And I had to clarify some things. And, you know, it's been a while and I loved talking here and I love talking to all of you guys. Thank you so much for listening to my podcasts, and I hope that you can subscribe here and share it with your friends. And by the way, about the account for Twitter, I'm going to post sooner or later where my Twitter account is, and I hope that you can support that as well. Thank you so much. This has been me. It's Jenny. Welcome to the Nightcast podcast for the new subscribers, and thank you so much for all of you. Ciao!